Like in human medicine, antibiotics have revolutionized the way we treat our animals.
But today, stopping the overuse of these drugs is a global priority to fight the rise of superbugs like MRSA, which are resistant to treatment.
This antimicrobial resistance, or AMR for short, is estimated to cause at least 700,000 deaths worldwide each year. And it's feared if we don't act now, that figure could increase to 10 million by 2050. Globally, health organisations have drawn up a hit list of antibiotics they want to see used less. Many lethal superbugs can be passed through the food we eat. So the UK's farmers have a key role to play in the war on AMR.
And it seems they're doing their bit. Latest figures suggest they've cut the use of antibiotics in livestock by a whopping 40%.
So, on the face of it at least, farmers can pat themselves on the back. And at the top of the perch sits the UK's £3 billion poultry industry. It says broiler farms have reduced their antibiotic use by a staggering 82% in just 6 years. That's thanks to the efforts of farmers like Richard Williams here in Herefordshire. Richard's farm supplies meat from more than 1 million chickens every year to the UK's supermarkets and restaurants. And demand is high. Chicken is the UK's most popular meat, served up every day in fast food outlets that have exploded onto our high streets in recent years. That means intensive farms like this one are key to supplying the UK the affordable meat chicken lovers want, and in huge numbers.
When I come into these barns, I'm always blown away by the scale. It is big.
With such a high concentration of birds, conditions and hygiene are vital. Richard monitors air quality, humidity and water, hoping to keep the risk of disease and the need for antibiotics to a minimum.
How has the use of antibiotics changed since you've been chicken farming, which is a while?
Well, certainly things have changed in the last 5 years. This particular site here is nearly 4 years old,
yeah.
And we've used antibiotics twice. So we've treated one of the four sheds twice. And that equates, if we want to talk in sort of percentage, about 1.5% of the birds we produce here have had antibiotics.
And is that when you've had a particular problem,
yep,
or has it been, you know, just preventative?
No. I mean, if we think we've got a problem, we would take the birds into our vet.
Yep.
They would look at them, they would advise us then whether they think there's a problem. If there is, it would then get targeted to the right drug if we need it. But in a lot of instances, we've now been using probiotics. So from a farmer, from a businessman point of view, antibiotics cost money. So I don't want to buy them. So if we can do without them, it's better for the birds, it's better for me.
And that's helped the UK poultry industry as a whole to cut down its antibiotic use, it says, to just 14 tonnes across nearly 1 billion birds, compared to 81 tonnes 6 years ago.
So does this mean the UK's favourite meat is close to becoming antibiotic-free?
Well, no. The truth is, those headline figures on AMR that the industry is so proud of don't tell the whole story.
We've discovered there's a hidden mountain of antimicrobial drugs still being used on many of the UK's chicken farms. They're not on the AMR hit list, but they operate in a very similar way to antibiotics. And they're drugs that campaigners fear pose a threat to human health and the environment.
They're known as ionophores, and they're added to chicken feed to prevent gut infections. Some countries, including the USA, are in no doubt that these drugs are antibiotics. But the EU, and so the UK, has classed them simply as feed additives. That means they aren't included in the industry's seemingly impressive figures on antibiotic use. So, while the use of antibiotics on that AMR hit list has gone down to 14 tonnes, the use of ionophores has gone up to a staggering 280 tonnes a year. That figure is way too high for campaigner Colleen Noonan, who's pushing for a further reduction in farm antibiotic use.
So what is the impact of these ionophores?
Well, there are several possible impacts. One is that there are cases when ionophores leave residues in food. And ionophores are potentially toxic antibiotics that could be harmful to the consumer. A second problem is that most of the ionophores are actually excreted in the chicken droppings and end up in the manure and get spread in the environment. And the third major possible impact is the fact that these are actually antibiotics which can increase resistance to human antibiotics.
So what are you calling for?
So first of all, we are calling for ionophores to be made prescription only, but really more fundamentally, we are calling for chickens to be kept in better conditions so that they don't develop this terrible disease, coccidiosis, in the first place.
But isn't what you're calling for going to mean the end of cheap chicken?
It is certainly the case that chicken would be more expensive, but it would be higher quality and it would be less environmentally harmful. And frankly, we should be paying the true cost of a chicken at the checkout.
So it's clear there are questions over the safety of ionophores and whether they should be included on that AMR hit list. One man who should know the answer is John Reed, the chairman of antibiotic stewardship with the British Poultry Council. He's charged with ensuring the industry uses drugs responsibly.
Why aren't you including the antimicrobial drug for tons of ionophores which are used every year in poultry?
Ionophores are classed actually as feed additives and are not classed as medicinal products.
I've looked at the dictionary definition of an antibiotic and these ionophores fit pretty perfectly into that. They attack microorganisms. That's what they do.
Yes.
They are an antibiotic by any other name, aren't they?
It is an antibiotic. It is one that is only used in animals. It's not used in humans.
But if, as you say, they are an antibiotic, why aren't they being included? This is what I don't quite get in our sort of figures for antibiotic reduction.
Well, because we've always classed antibiotics in the way that they are classed under the Veterinary Medicine Directive.
And that classification means ionophores aren't treated as antibiotics when it comes to reduction targets. But the poultry industry clearly accepts that's what they are. Although John believes ionophores are safe and don't pose a risk to the consumer, he accepts more could be done to assess their environmental impact.
So the risk of using these antimicrobial drugs as an additive to chicken feed is clearly debatable. But the industry admits that they are antibiotics, and campaigners have told us that we can't expect cheap chicken without them. So, your shopping decisions are down to your priorities.
Time to see what those priorities are. Do we even care whether our finger-licking favourite meat is antibiotic-free or not?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'm a free-range organic kind of person, so
yeah.
I guess that's where I'd stand on that. And especially with children, I'd always err on the side of caution, so I would be quite nervous, I think, about anything like that.
Do you eat a lot of chicken?
Yes, I love chicken.
Yeah. You think if they're using things like drugs, antibiotics,
yeah.
to keep the chickens healthy, do you think that's all right if it keeps the price down?
If they're raised up as natural chickens, they shouldn't be having this medication anyway.
I wouldn't be happy about the
change.
Uh-huh. No.
As for the fast food chain serving that meat, they have no plans to go totally antibiotic free. But they all told us they encouraged responsible use of antibiotics, and that includes those ionophores. KFC went further, saying its suppliers should only use ionophores as a last resort. But there are farms out there who can say they are free from all antibiotics, including ionophores. This organic farm in Herefordshire has been run by Stuart Mee and his family for more than 30 years and produces only 800 birds each week. Here, these arks housing the birds are moved regularly to fresh spots to reduce the potential of disease spreading. This recipe of fresh air and space has worked, with chickens ruling the roost.
So, as a result of all these things you're doing, how's it going with the use of antibiotics?
Well, we don't use antibiotics. We're with a sword association, and they don't allow you to use antibiotics, but...
At all? I mean, you really can't remember the last time you had to use it?
Well, I can't remember the last time.
How convinced are you that you can rear chickens with virtually no antibiotics?
Well, I'm totally convinced. I mean, you can see these healthy birds here. It's our business. If we don't have a good product, we won't be able to sell them to the customers and they won't be coming back.
Keeping 10,000 birds in all this space, healthy and drug-free, is all very well, but that's a tiny figure compared to the number of birds reared on an intensive scale.
Could mainstream broiler farms ever do the same? What does John Reed from the British Poultry Council think?
I think antibiotic-free is our aspiration. We want to use the least number of antibiotics given to the fewest animals. But if an animal is sick and the vet says these birds are sick and if you give them some antibiotics, it will cure them, then we will always do that.
Meanwhile, the UK government has told us that the risks posed by ionophores in creating antimicrobial resistance are currently under review. Chicken may be our favourite meat, but are we prepared to pay the price for how we'd prefer it to be produced? This is